And we're back with Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. And this is Kent O'Brien with Rod Schreckengaust and Monique Donnelly. And this is our Exposed segment on Worship Factory. Get online, get connected at worshipfactory.net. And you creatives out there, this is a site for you, as well as this show is for you as well. And we're have a good time with John and Mariana Muzzi with our Exposed. Hello. Welcome, you guys, again.
Thanks. Good to be
here
again.
Nice to see you guys. Yeah, it's been forever. It's I remember the last time I saw you guys. It's been
last week.
Almost every day.
Oh, too much time.
You know. Pretty much.
Thanks for that birthday gift too, John. As far as that goes, on July 5th, my birthday. That was very nice of you.
Wow. Happy birthday!
Oh, the trip to the Caribbean. What a son you are. So great.
Wow.
Yeah. Where was I at? Where was that?
I tell you,
you weren't dreaming, Captain?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Giving?
Did you wake up?
If I'm thinking about John, I am dreaming. I'm telling you, if he's going to send me the Caribbean, it'd be my bathtub in the Caribbean.
It would be.
With
nice
an umbrella. He'd have open the window, and the window would be going.
I would. I'd put a fan breezing on you.
You know. And we had a good chance to have Nancy Benning in, too, from Benning Violins, which is out here in the valley, or in the Studio City, I think, in Ventura.
It was so great to hear from her. It was really great, because the one thing that I really liked hearing about Nancy was how much she's so involved in. I mean, it's the Rancho de Cristo that she's involved in with the men's rehabilitation, and as well as, you know, helping kids learn music and music appreciation, and it got me inspired.
You know, I want to share just a little bit of a story. I recently went to give the woman her moment. I'm sharing the moment.
Smack upside the head.
I recently went to a recital to hear my nephew play. One of the students, one of her most passionate students, gosh, she couldn't have been more than 11 or 12 years old, did this amazing piece, totally into it. And afterwards, I was chatting with her parents. I said, wow, your daughter's great. She's got this passion. And they were saying, she's, you know, really loves the violin, but we've recently been hit, you know, with the economy with certain things. And we just said, we told Nancy we can't continue with lessons because we can't financially afford it.
Yeah.
And Nancy stepped up and she's like, this is her passion. This is her calling. Oh. Don't worry about it. When you guys are ready to, you know,
that's sweet
to pay, then you let me know. And I started getting teary eyed. I'm like, that's what it's all about.
People being generous.
Yeah. And sharing and paying it forward and stepping up and being a blessing and using your talents to bless other people. And I, time and time again, that's like a theme that I see over and over again in the Bennings' life, is that they just give. And, you know, of course I'm telling it on the radio, but she keeps those things on the down low. You know, she doesn't go around bragging. It's just a humble servant that I learn, and I'm so challenged by their example.
Such true calling. I mean, my goodness, when you see her, my brother Mark used to always say that he's been in different countries and people are there breathing down your neck with hellfire and brimstone, and just the kids are just turning off. And then he would walk down the street and there'd be a nun, whatever, would be doing without saying a word.
Yeah.
She's one of these special people where she doesn't even have to say a word.
Right.
She doesn't beat her own drum. She's
quietly
just one of these people just coming in.
Yeah.
And you just know that that's somebody that definitely has their seat up in heaven without a doubt. Such a gift, because those type of soldiers that are out there that have been called to those purposes, that do not look for themselves, they're not looking to glorify themselves in any way, it's all about their mission.
Right.
And it's just incredible.
We're doing a series at our church about heaven and how we need to store up treasures in heaven. And that is exactly what she's doing. It's having this eternal perspective where this little, short, futile life really is nothing in comparison to eternity. And what are we doing in this little time that we have here on earth to invest into heaven? Are we bringing people with us? Are we blessing people?
Are we investing it on ourselves or on others, really?
Yeah.
And that's the thing that I really love about, you know, the guests that we've had in this radio show and what we represent and what we want to put out there is that, you know, it's all about helping your fellow neighbor and doing it in a creative way and really
in a loving way.
In a loving way, too. And one thing I think that, you know, we were talking about a few days ago, you and I, Monique, is that you don't have to have it all figured out in order to help someone out.
Right.
You know, I think some people, especially people our age, you know, the younger generation thinks that, you know, I gotta be right with God. I gotta have my
everything figured out. Gotta be perfect before I start serving God.
And that's the misconception, is it doesn't matter where you are in your relationship with God. It doesn't matter if you've got shaky faith or if you're you know, a new believer or whatever it may be, because we all go to, you know, through our own phases. We have to help others, and maybe through that we find a little piece of God,
mm-hmm.
you know, and,
absolutely.
And we get it all, we get it more figured out as we start right. to help others.
God will always meet us where we are, mm-hmm. always. There's mm-hmm. no valley too deep. There's no confusion. There's no scenario that he can't intervene.
Yeah.
And you are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Rod Shrek and Gossip Monique Donnelly, and in studio for our Expez segment with John and Mariana.
Whoop, whoop.
You know, I want to talk about, too, it's such great points that we're throwing back and forth. And, you know, everybody thinks you have to be the perfect Christian. You know, you think that all of a sudden, especially you young people, and as far as with Exposed and why you guys, I mean, I want to dive into why Exposed and why you guys came up with Exposed. Mm-hmm. You know, because so often, you know, God does accept us where we are and who we are, because he already knows who we are.
Yeah.
So the interesting part is that we still strive to be as good as we can be. We're never going to be perfect, and nor does he make, did he plan us to be perfect.
Yeah, and if anybody is looking for the perfect Christian, you're not going to find it.
Yeah.
You're not.
We all fall short of the glory of God. That's what the Bible says, as far as that goes. We're going to sin every day.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, this big box of sexiness right here.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Monique Donnelly. Yeah, John was talking about himself again. So.
That's right.
Yeah, he doesn't say much. He just has to smile. That's all he does. Doesn't talk very much.
Yeah.
But, you know, I want to get into you guys as far as, you know, why Exposed, and what do you think is the purpose of Exposed, and, you know, why did this come out of Worship Factory and the birth of Exposed?
I think that the main word that I can say for Exposed is active. You know, we are young. We don't have it all figured out. We sometimes are a bit shaky in our faith. I myself have had a lot of questions about faith lately, and I've learned that it's okay. It's okay for you to say, you know, I don't know.
Why?
Right. And it's okay to be angry at God. It's okay to have your doubts and your frustrations. He just wants us to be honest. He wants us to grow. Okay. He wants us to be honest. And that's, I think, totally describes Exposed, is just going, okay, I'm exposing myself. This is where I'm at. I'm angry. I'm exposing myself. I don't want to have it figured out. I'm exposing myself. This is where I am with my talent. It's not where it should be, but I want to learn. It's, you know.
Yeah. Beginning stages, I mean, again, there's young people out there that have gone to the top already, that are already at the top of their game. And then there's young people that are also just starting at this business, as far as creative business and creative arts. But I will tell you, when it comes to, you know, this side and being around the business for many, many years, that the creative side of the world is where God started with us. And so he's not going to end any more except the day we meet in heaven. But I'm telling you today, he knows that we're all so short. We fall mm-hmm. so short every day of our lives. And when you sit out there and you reach out where he really loves us, he's like a true father.
Right.
It's like kid.
And I was reading, you know, Paul's words, you know, even our most righteous deeds are as filthy rags. Like we, you know, even when we try to be good, it's fall so short of the perfection God mm-hmm. requires of us. And that does not keep any barrier between Christ and us. God loves us regardless.
Yeah, he does.
Well, just real quick, the song How He Loves Us, actually.
Right.
Well, John Michael McMillan, I think is his name.
Yeah.
Well, he wrote it after his best friend died. And he was angry with God.
Right.
And he sat down and he just started writing. And those are the words that came out, was just how he loves. Here, you know, he's jealous for me. You know, it's just no matter what I'm feeling, no matter how I am,
right.
He wants us to come to him.
As long as we're there. Yeah.
Even if we're angry, he'd rather us be angry at him than angry
with him.
Exactly, than angry and turn our backs.
And if you are angry, you know, it's a matter of being up front with God and saying, look, I'm angry with you, and asking him to show himself
right.
to you.
Bingo, you totally nailed it.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's like, God, I'm not okay with these things, and I'm feeling this, and I don't know why, but I want you to come into my life, and I want you to show me your presence.
That's right.
Because I don't know where to go, and I don't know what to do. And that's the whole point, is be active.
Right. James 4 says, submit yourself unto God, resist the devil, and he will flee. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. That's a promise. He says, draw near to me, and I will draw near to you. But that's an active, that's something active we have to do. We have to take that discipline to say no to Satan, to submit ourselves unto God, and draw near to him. God is requiring something of us. He doesn't want to just, you know, God's a gentleman. He won't just come barging through the door. He wants us to come to him and knock and say, I'm looking, I'm searching.
I'll barge through the door.
Right on.
He is God, that's for sure. You know, you're listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. You know, we're so blessed about having young people rising up. It's just incredible as we sit down and we, you know, it's such a good ride to be able to have John, you, as far as bringing your kids up and actually seeing the young people, you know, make a stance. And Mariana, for you guys to just do what you're doing. If you're a church out there and you're looking for some people to come out to the church and speak to your young people and try and also be there for support or love and encouragement wherever that is, we're willing to do that. We're willing to get your worship leaders into the radio show here to be able to talk to you and also allow you to be able to share your ministry and what God has called you in your heart and where your direction is. Let us know if there's a prayer request or need, whatever it may be. Go to worshipfactory.net, get connected. We're just so thankful that God has put this on our heart to be a voice out there for you. And we want to be able to help you and encourage you and love you as Christians. And you are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. And we'll talk to you next week. Thank you very much.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.